This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session. We're on session 165, and the topic of discussion today is thinking too much. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value. When I thought of this topic right here, right, I was just feeling real Rakimish. Like, it just kept coming up in my head, thinking of a master plan, because there ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand, you know? I don't know why. So, since it was in the back of my mind, it just kept saying, you got it, you got it. I was like, I'm just going to share it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't push it back. Just share it and just let it be what it is. Because sometimes I think that's how it is. For a lot of people, we be thinking of a master plan and then we overthink the master plan. And then that's all we do is just think. Overthink. Analysis paralysis. And so that's why I wanted to take this journey into sound with you. Now, how are you doing today? I hope you're having a good day. It's Thursday. If you're hearing me, you are alive and well, and so I hope you are being intentional with this day, making it the best that it can be for you. So put a smile on your pretty face and walk it out the way you're supposed to, baby. Thinking too much. Are you guilty of this? I'm guilty of it. I will dare to say that I am getting better, but the fact that it still exists, just to overanalyze, it's like a little thorn in my side sometimes. And to be honest, I kind of think that this whole thinking too much thing is a slightly gender bias towards girls more than it is towards guys. And some of y'all may not feel that, but I just feel that's how it is. Maybe because it seems as if when I'm talking to my male counterparts or in convo with my male counterparts, they don't, you know, they just say what they need to do, what they got to do. But when it comes to my female counterparts, it's more like, what you think? You know, and we get to that, oh, here we go. We got the plan. We got the idea. We got the picture. But now we got to hit people with the four-word question. What do you think? Then it becomes a one-question survey for your mama, for your best friend, for your boyfriend who really don't want to give you the answer because all he's going to tell you is, I support you in whatever you want to do, but I guess you're looking for a more profound answer than that. So now you have all these random added noises put into your head because as girls and women, sometimes we get stuck in this what do you think syndrome. We've already thought of the master plan. We already got the amazing idea. We already know what the goal and the objective is in our head. But for some reason, we just gotta get an opinion from somebody else and from somebody else and from somebody else. Now, don't get me wrong. To think is a good thing. That's why I think it's a gift and a curse, because we do think things out better than guys in a lot of ways. You know, it's like, okay, clearly, when you brought this idea to the table, sweetheart,
you didn't think it out. And as girls, we look at the details and we're like, okay, yeah, that connect, that makes sense. All right, let's go with it. But that's the gift part of it. Now, the curse part of it is we start to overdo it. Now, when you were thinking of the master plan, you had a dab of grit and you had a dollop of clarity that just made you be like, okay, I ain't got all the pieces together, but I think this could work. And you were feeling excited and you were truly connecting with it. But then the excitement was replaced with doubt and insecurity. And now you're at this point of, oh no, I'm not sure. Insert the sad face. Insert, now you curled up on the couch with your blanket, eating popcorn, watching an infomercial. How do we cure this seemingly gender bias syndrome? Ladies, like, how do we stop overthinking and just do the doggone thing already? Of course, I don't have the answers, but I do believe the underlying root of this issue is two things. We like to be in control, and you can't control something that you don't really know how it's going to turn out. And there is this mysterious little thing that I feel holds a lot of girls back from just already jumping into action, because we haven't truly embraced the opportunity of falling down, the blessing of failing, and not getting it perfect or right the first time out of the gate. You know what I'm saying? Like, for many girls, we get this messaging, this whispered message that we have to be saved, or that, you know, girls shouldn't fall down and get cherries on their knees. And you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get your stockings dirty. You know what I'm saying? That kind of concept that if you fall down, somebody has to come and save you. Or if you make a mistake, the thought of someone snickering or gossiping about all your blunders is just, I can't do it. But it seems for our male counterparts, of course, when they fall down, it's like, oh yeah, he's a gladiator. You know what I'm saying? So the quicker he falls and gets his first scar, you know what I'm saying? Like, physically, but I think it has some type of emotional connection. You know, it's like, oh, I'm supposed to be risky. I'm supposed to be this dude. You know what I mean? But for girls, it's like, no, stay on the porch, honey. Leave your training wheels on even though you're 9. You know, like, don't fall down. You know, just be a pretty little girl. I really do believe it goes, I think that whole concept and that messaging that I feel we sometimes get plays on us way deeper than we think. Because I feel that if they pushed us out more to say, go ahead and fall, like, just fall down already. Get cool with failing. Like, it's okay. Hold your head up. It becomes a lot easier to just stop overthinking stuff and just go ahead and do it. If it doesn't work, the best, you know, the worst that can happen is I fall down, get a cherry on my knee. It is what it is. That's why I think we got to get cool. We got to embrace the fact that failing is fine. It's almost like a badge of honor. Because when you start to overthink it, most of us want to control it. We need all the details to be right. We need the packaging and the label to be perfect. We need to know that, you know, when I extend myself in this way, that I'm going to get the return that I'm looking for. It's like everything needs to be in our control, and we need to know what really is going to be the outcome. When we already know that that's not even freaking possible to know truly the outcome until you get into the thick of it. And once you get into the thick of it, you already know that what you wrote on paper or the idea you had is not technically going to match the reality. But you're in it already. So now you just got to work it. So I know this is a little rant, but I just feel that for that person who may be stuck in that whole analysis paralysis, or I just feel stuck, or, you know, I don't know what to do, stop overthinking it. Stop overthinking it, because you do know what to do. You just need to silence getting everybody and your mama's opinion about what needs to get done. It's okay if it's not perfect right out of the gate. I know you have been sold on making good grades and getting A pluses. And you know what I'm saying? Making sure you got the blue ribbon all the time was what it was all about. But that's not real life. Yes, we know that your family does not associate your name with failure, or your name with getting it wrong, or not having it perfect, or whatever. We know you are Little Miss Sunshine in a lot of people's minds, and that ideal should sit with people forever. But guess what? If your dream is going to become a reality, you got to accept the fact you don't know what the hell you're doing totally, but you're going to walk it out anyway. I got to stop overthinking this thing, because my life is waiting on me. My experiences is waiting on me. So at this point, you have to stop thinking of a master plan and act on it already. And take your journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents about the podcast. Head on over to anijohnson.com/S165. Share with me your thoughts. I thank you guys so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast, and I hope that I am offering value to you. I would love to hear your feedback. You can leave me your review on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio. And definitely share this with a friend today or with a family member on your social media platforms. Until we talk again, know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.